Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. The day today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. Let's welcome Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Today our topic is on Ibn Majah, rahimullah. Mufti Saab, before we go into it, what's the reason and the Shari'i context? Why do we learn the biography of a personality in Islam?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, today is the 20th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So before we start with that, then few announcements. Insha'Allah Al-Aziz, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. So we should be reading abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So insha'Allah, aksiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night and the best day of the week. The hadith is authentic, Ibn Majah's hadith, aksiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Likewise, we should be reading Surah Kahf tonight if possible. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf fi laylat al-jumu'ah adaa'a lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayna al-mu'min. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf fi laylat al-jumu'ah adaa'a lahu ma baynahu wa bayna al-bayt al-atiq. That whosoever reads Surah Kahf on a night of Friday tonight after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime, so wherever he is, we in Lanesia, Johannesburg, Durban, Cape Town, Hong Kong, wherever Haman's Kral, from there right till the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with nur, radiance and effulgence. The hadith is mentioned in Darimi, authentic hadith, sahih hadith. Then death is inevitable, we have to die. So remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, man tawaffahu allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu allahu min fitnatil qabr. Whoever passes away on a Friday, the night of Friday, tonight, the day of Friday, with Iman and Islam, that's the shirt and prerequisite. Allah Jalla Wala will protect that person from Jahannam and the punishment of the fire. So imagine what great, great virtue. So all that is for our taking. Then inshallah tomorrow, so remember that tomorrow, that tomorrow will be 5 past 11. 5 past 11 South African time will be the Adhan from Makkah Mukarrama, and the Khatib and Imam will be Sheikh Mahir Al-Mu'aykili. So inshallah 10 to half past 10 or so we will have the Nikah announcements, and then the Surah Kahf, and then the 40 Durood, and then we'll go to Makkah inshallah Al-Aziz. And then I will be there in Auckland, and that is the Masjid there in Auckland, and first time I'm going there where Maulana Jusab is, Maulana Bilal Jusab, and the lecture starts at around 12:25 or maybe just before that, inshallah Al-Aziz. And then Saturday, inshallah, I'll be going to Trichat with my sister and niece Emma. So after Isha, there'll be a Bayan day in the main masjid, the Jami Masjid, and inshallah on Sunday morning, the program Nasiha will be in Masjid Usman, the new Masjid, inshallah. So that are all the announcements we have for you. Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we come to the question you posed, Mawlana Zahid. Why do we discuss, remember, that the life history, biography of these scholars and so forth, whether it's Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, or the Muhaddithin and so forth? So it is of paramount importance, if you study the Quran Sharif, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 111, the last verse of it, you will find what Allah says. The last verse, verse 111 of Surah Yusuf, chapter 12. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In their episodes, in their events, in their life histories, in their stories, there are lessons to be learned. Who will learn the lessons? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, the people of intelligence and so forth and so on. So that's first thing. Then we see Surah Yusuf in the Quran, Surah Ibrahim in the Quran, Surah Nuh in the Quran. So Allah Himself is teaching us, you must remember that we should learn about the history, about the prophets, the messengers, where they were sent, what were their challenges, what sacrifices they had to make and so forth. So then you will appreciate them more. If you just teach the Kitab, you won't even know from where Imam Ibn Majah came. He comes from Iran, from a place called Qazvin. So Iran was 6640, a Muslim country conquered in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. Remember, this is Gregorian calendar. Right up to 1500, Sunni country. Imam Muslim comes from there. Imam Ibn Majah comes from there. Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimullah's forefathers come from there. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu comes from there. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anh comes from there. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Then 1501, Ismail Safavi came, and in the name of Sufism, Tasawwuf, you get two types. You get the one that is Mahbub, that is good according to Quran and Sunnah and so forth and so forth. And then one you get that, you must remember, the evil one, the Shaitanic one. So that is what he did. He fooled the masses and public and made himself like a big peer, a murshid and sheikh. Once he built enough support, first thing they did, they murdered and martyred the Sunni ulama. And that's how Shiaism started in Iran in 1501. So if you don't learn about the imams and from where they came, so you won't know all these type of things, the challenges they were facing and so forth and so. Therefore, you should read these books that remember fiqhut tasawwuf by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and you should read Madarik al-Salikin by Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, all to do with tasawwuf. Our ulama, so many books they wrote. Hazaji of Jalalabad, tasawwuf, Shariat wa tasawwuf, translated by Mawlana Desai of P.E. Hafizahullah. The Urdu one is very good, the English one is even better, the translation, remember that. You know, Mawlana, he writes the exact, the English translation. Sometimes we wonder how you'll translate this word, because it's technical terminology, you know. But mashallah, Mawlana is a master in the English language, so like that. So therefore, it's imperative upon us to know this kind of thing, so we appreciate them more, and what sacrifices they made in the environment in which they lived in, and so forth. So for me and you today, you know, leave there, take us, we ordinary mortals, we ordinary sinners. Sometimes when they invite me to Darul Newcastle and they tell me to speak, so I tell the students with more. I saw more Qasim Sema in a dream now, you know. I don't dream normally. But subhanAllah, I was so tired, so I slept just now, that I had to go to the bank to pick up something, and I had to go there to the barber to get. I came back, I slept. So in that half an hour I slept, I saw more Qasim Sema. I'm taking his name. So I even forgot I saw him, now I remember. So more Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, started Darul Newcastle, first Darul in the history of South Africa in 73. He passed away in 2007, Sema, at the age of 87, Gregorian calendar, 90, Islamically plus minus. Allah grant him gharik rahmat, jannat al-firdaus, wonderful work, very great Ali, mashallah. So, 81, when I was there, I started my career teaching. So he told me this, told me this, and I walked away. So I didn't know more than I was a politician that time. We were all green also, what we do, you know. So he was testing me what I'm to ask about the wages. So when I walked the door, he said, oh yeah, he makes like this. Every Maulana makes like this. He was, no, this is to tell you something. Then he made like this, like, you know, put his finger the way his head like. So he said, oh, my bulga, that I forgot to tell you about the wages, you see. So that. So he said, tin so then. I said, bodacha. You know? So, now if you tell today's student, they think that we're not speaking the truth. Now we're just speaking about 81, now we're 2024. How many years is that? 44, 43 years ago. Now speak of more Qasim Samad time in 1920, was born in 35, he went to go study. So what halat they went through. Then you go before that, you understood, so you must remember that. So, you know, that you take from my brother-in-laws. So they were in the 40s, mid-40s in Myaswam. Myaswam was established, remember, in 40. And they were one of the first batch there. So remember that. Go ask them what things they went through. And then they went to India to go and study before I was born in 1955. So all these things happened. So that is how you appreciate what sacrifices they made. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today our lesson is on Imam Ibn Majah. So he was born in the year 209, all Islamic dates this are, after Hijrah, 209. If you remember, Imam Tirmidhi was also 209, and he passed away 279. So he lived for 70 years, Imam Tirmidhi. So here is 209, and he passed away 273. So it's like they were contemporaries, meaning living in the same time. So his kunya and name, nasab, was Abu Abdullah. So Abu Abdullah would be his kunya. Like you, Zahid, you say your daughter's name, Fatima. So Abu Fatima, like that, you say. Or your son's name, inshallah, when you get son, you say Abu Abdul Qadir, or Abdullah. Understood? So you must remember that. So you make, like Suleiman, what his son's name? Muhammad. Abu Muhammad, so one son's name Muhammad, so Abu Muhammad. So like that, Muhammad bin Yazid al-Ribi al-Qazwini. You see that? I just told you Qazwin. Qazwin till today is in Iran. So Muhammad bin Yazid al-Ribi al-Qazwini. So in, you must remember, Shah Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, wrote, his dada, his paternal grandfather's name was Abdullah. Siddiq Hasan Khan also mentioned it like that. Siddiq Hasan Khan wrote a very nice book on the halat of the Muhaddisin called Al-Hitta, which I have there in the library. So there, he was like a Salafi, but certain things he wrote very good also. So anyway, so that is the famous one. You must remember, they don't speak much about his grandfather and that, but the ulama have written his name was Abdullah. So that is how you must remember that. Okay. Then they say ila rabi'a. So an nisba ila rabi'a. So therefore they got rib'i. You see that? Now this word Ibn Majah. So this, what is the tahqiq of this? The word is Majah. So there's different ulama say. Some ulama say it is his mother's name. You see? Shah Abdul Aziz in Bustanul Muhaddisin said that is what he feels is correct. You understood? So some people say that, you understood, that Ibn Majah, Siddiq Hasan Khan and them, they said that that is right. Okay. But other ulama wrote, you understand, Ismu Ummihi. They say it's his mother's name. But other ulama say, no, Majah Abu Abdullah, so is, it was Yazid's laqab. So you must remember, it is the title of Yazid, meaning his father's name was Yazid, isn't it? We said Muhammad bin Yazid. So they say that Majah is his title, you understood? So Muhammad bin Yazid, we said. So now, some ulama, they said that that was his, is not his dada's name, his grandfather or his mother's name, and so forth and so on. So like that, there's difference of opinion and all that. Okay, so and then وَقَدْ يُقَالْ Muhammad bin Yazid bin Majah. So some people, they said that. But the best is to say, you must remember that it is his mother's name. It seems like that is the rujhan, is the inclination of most people, you see. Qazwin, with the qaf. So where is this place? Isfahan. I've been to Isfahan. So it's a famous, famous place. You understood? So when you entered there, so they called it Babul Jannah. You see that? The door, gateway to Jannah and paradise. So next to there, you must remember, is this place here, we call Qazvin. So it means can't be far from Isfahan. Isfahan, you will find the name in Muslim Sharif also. Ayyakhrujud Dajjal min Isfahan. You see, the word is mentioned. So Isfahan. So we went, a very beautiful city, lot of history there also. So he was born, you must remember, in the year and all these type of things. They say that you stood in 209 and all these kind of things there. And Mata Abu Abdullah, so Eli Thamanin Baqinin Amin Ramadan. So he passed away in Ramadan and all that. So that is Imam Ibn Majah. That's what they wrote here. So you'll find it, because it's history, now you'll find different dates. So Ibn Majah passed away on the 22nd of Ramadan, 273, you see. Okay, now we go to his initial, now where did he study? Because he grew up in Qazvin. So you must remember when he went there, so he traveled to look at the places, Khurasan. So your Khurasan is Afghanistan and all those areas there. Iraq, Hijaz, Makkah, Medina, Misr, Sham, that is Syria and the Palestine, Dubai, this thing, and Lebanon, and remember all this here. So Jordan, so all that is included in Sham, the Levant, Levant. Ray is a twin city with Tehran. Ray, I've been there also. Imam Muhammad is buried there. Basra, Kufa, Baghdad. So Damish, Syria is also there. So all those places you must remember. So he started traveling. So in the year 230, you understood? So it means he was born in 209, then age of 21. He started traveling and so forth and so on. So he's right there, 21, yeah. So 21 years old and so who are his teachers? Imam Suhali, Muhammad bin Bashar, Muhammad bin Musanna, and all of them. So are his teachers and so forth. Okay. Then different teachers in different places and so. You will find when you study Ibn Majah, this person's name comes up a lot. Abu Bakr bin Abi Shayba. Plenty of time, isn't it? He's from Iraq, Abu Bakr bin Abi Shayba. You must remember that. So his name comes about a lot, you must remember. Okay, there's one book, if you want, you know, a lot of things regarding Ibn Majah. So you should read this book, it's in Urdu, Ibn Majah or Ilme Hadith, by Sheikh Abdul Rashid Nu'mani. I met him also. He's in Pakistan. He passed away. So Ibn Majah or Imam, this thing, or Ibn Majah or Ilme Hadith. So actual book is in Urdu and so forth. You must remember that. So written by Sheikh Maulana Abdul Rashid Nu'mani, Rahimahullah. So there also you'll get good information and so forth. Okay, now Wafat. So it was, you must remember, that the day, you understood, 21st Ramadan, and it was Monday that he passed away. So, and 273, 20th, okay, he passed away in that. And Namaz Janaza was read by who? By his elder brother Abu Bakr bin Yazid. And he was buried there also, you must remember, in the Kabristan by his son. Abdullah went down in the grave and all these things here. So it means that basically he was born also there and he buried also there. So he's buried also there in Iran, you see. Imam Ibn Majah, so now what the muhaddisin and the scholars have to say about him and all that. So the great ulama spoke about him. So Allama Dhahabi writes in Siyaru A'lam in Nubala, قَدْ كَانَ ابْنُ مَاجَ حَافِذًا نَاقِدًا صَادِقًا وَاسِيَ الْعِلْمِ. So Ibn Majah was a hafiz of hadith, naqidan, a person who knew whose the rawis are good and weak, and sadiqan, truthful, wasi al-ilm, very great, you know, too much knowledge and so forth. So Ibn Nasiruddin, he wrote that, this, and Ibn Athir also wrote, a lot of people praised him, they said he's an imam and so forth and all. Then Imam Ibn Majah was Imam fil Hadith, and he was like a person well known in history also and tafsir also. So therefore majority scholars they praised him. Ibn Kathir wrote, well, Ibn Majah tafsirun hafilun. He wrote a good tafsir, wa tarikhun kamilun, and he wrote a whole history kitab, milladun as-sahaba, from time of sahaba ila asrihi. So he says, not only that, you see. So therefore, now we know he wrote something on tafsir. He wrote something on history and so forth and so on. So that also is of importance. But you see, we need to be honest to ourselves also. You see, if you go to our darulums, our madrasas, then you will see majority of the time they are told that these books, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmizi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, what we call them, Sihaya Sitta. That's not the exact correct term. Why is not the correct term, actually? It's better. You can use it, but you have to make ta'wil in it. So the better term will be to use Al-Kutubu Sitta. Understand? The six books. So it means the six famous books of hadith. When you say Sihaya Sitta, then you are creating the perception, the impression, all the ahadith in all these books are sahih. But Ibn Majah, there's ijma and consensus, never mind weak, there's maudu hadiths. Absolutely maudu, total fabrication, absolute lie. You see, this is weakness of human being. Now, Ibn Majah also fell, you understand, in that trap. So, we have, it's not a hadith, it's just a saying, like a proverb. Hubbul watani min al-iman. So, I was born in Heidelberg. So, now when I travel in the plane, so last week I was going to Richards Bay. So, now they gave us that water. What they call it, bay water? That bottle water? Valpe. What do you call Valpe?
Chi, Valpe.
So I know, but I must turn it around and made in Heidelberg, bottled in Heidelberg. You see? So I feel happy. But I read it 100 times, but still I'll go look. So the Hubbul Watani min al Iman, to love the place where you were born and grew up, is part of, it's not hadith, it's just a saying, a proverb. You were born in Marlboro. Yeah, so now
Springs, I was born in Springs.
Oh, born in Springs. So therefore you're springing along, mashallah. So you must remember this type of things here. So you're born in Springs. So now something about Springs, say, oh, I was born there like that, you see. So he brought a hadith regarding Qazwin. All lies, all fabrication, all maudu. Not da'if, nothing, all maudu. So it's a big mistake, it's a big terrible thing to do. So if you say Sihaya Sitta, then you'll have to make ta'wil and say Allah i'tibari taghlib, Allah i'tibari al-aghlabiyya. That you'll have to say most of the ahadith in these books are sahih. But you can't say all of them are sahih. You can't even say all are hasan. You can't even say all are da'if. Because you got maudu riwayats also. So therefore, these are now finer points when we teach hadith. Then it's better. And you will see here the Arab ulama, they use the right term. They say, fil kutubu sitta. For example, they want to tell you that, man kadhaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maqadahu minan nar. So this hadith, ay rawahu al-kutubu sitta. But our ulama in the park, their term they normally use is sihaya sitta. So I'm asking you, Mawzaid Khan, Damat Barakatuhum, if you say sihaya sitta and you're speaking to people, then the first impression, perception you might get or you will think is what? All the hadith are what?
Sahih.
Authentic, which is not true. You understand? So that also is a point to remember now. So now this whole book of his, yes, it here. Write it down. So now in the books he wrote, Mintanas Bintasanifihi, Tariq Qazwin. You understood? So one book he wrote was the Tariq and the history of Qazwin. It's like me, I'm going to write a book on Heidelberg. You understood? So you must remember this guy. You see the Shia guy. So, he's a Shia, you know. So he wrote a book, The Son of Karbala. So if you look at the book, you must remember S-O-N, the S-O-N of Karbala. First thing you will go, who you will think it refers to? Son of Karbala.
Sayyidina Hussein.
Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu. But what he did, that he wrote his biography there. The Shia guy. So you must remember, I got it like booked lying somewhere also. So that, if you look at it, he can get away with it. You say, I was born in that area. But it is a bit of deception also in it. You understood? If you just look at the cover, you will think you're buying a book on Sayyidina Hussein. When you read, got nothing to do much with Sayyidina Hussein, it's to do with this motor here. You understood? So like that it is. So, like if I write Abdul Qadir Husseini, like that, he tries to write that, there's nothing wrong with it. But you must verify it, the Husseini got nothing to do with Ahlul Bayt. Husseini is our great-grandfather there in India, what he got to do with Ahlul Bayt? His father's father was some Shaganlal, some Hindus there, you understood? So what you're talking about Ahlul Bayt and all these type of things? So one sheikh in Makkah, so he told me, Ahlul Bayt, I said, la, sheikh. So no Ahlul Bayt business. So people, you see, we must be very clear about these things here. So Ibn Majah, Al-Nash Kashmiri, Rahimahullah, wrote, he says that in Al-Fushadi, Ibn Majah, fa'allahu Shafi'i. Most probably, maybe he was a Shafi'i, but he's not sure. That's why he used the word la'allahu. You see? Al-Nash Kashmiri, Rahimahullah. Okay, Shawaliyullah, say, was a mujtahid. So you must remember this type of things there. Okay, and is to follow Imam Ahmad on many things and all this kind of thing. So anyway, so either he's Shafi or either he's mujtahid and all this type of thing. Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, no, he is from the Ahli Hadith. Meaning that he is, you must remember, a person who just follow Hadith straight, he don't know all stories and all that, you know. So that is what he wrote and so forth and so on. Okay, so this book Ibn Majah, it comprises 32 kitabs, you understand? And it has got plus minus 4,000 ahadith in it. Alhamdulillah, that you know for years now, you know very well. Which year you qualified, Mona?
2021.
Yeah. So, mashallah, before that also, and last night also I was there. So, I don't know how many years it is exactly, I can't remember. But for years now, with Allah's help, I go. And I benefit a lot. Allah Ta'ala grant as a Mufti Sahib, Siha, Afiyah. So, now he's teaching Bukhari Sharif. So, you know, he goes through Ibn Majah, Tilawatan. But you learn a lot of notes if you pay attention properly, you know. And you learn some good points and so forth and so on. It's the only place I know that where they complete Ibn Majah. You understood? Although they go fast through it. But otherwise, in most Darulum, they just teach you 5, 10, 20 pages in Kalas. Like, you know? They say, no, you must just get Munasabat with the Kitab. You understood? So like that. So that also is Barkati, how they teach it. But yeah, that Mufti of teachers, like, you know, that whole thing. So now it has got, you must remember, plus minus 4,000 ahadith in it and so forth. So certain things here you must remember. Wa kitabun, you understand? So fil fiqh. So that is a book that is written according to the fiqh tartib. So you read kitabu tahara, then kitabu salat, and all like that. You understood? So that is how you must remember that you must do this thing. Okay. Then all this here about Ibn Majah. Let's carry on still. What else they have to say? So some ahadith, remember, are such that they are 100% sahih in it and so forth. You must remember that. So, okay. And you must remember that some ahadith here are very weak also in Ibn Majah. And some ahadith are maudhu also. So, another distinction of Bukhari, of Imam Ibn Majah is thulasiyat. You know in Bukhari Sharif how many thulasi riwayat there? 22. Between Imam Bukhari and Nabi alayhi salam, there are three people. You know?
Sure.
So that you call Sulasi. To take Muqasim Sema. So why is his sanad the highest from here right till Egypt? Maybe in our India Pak ulama is one of the highest. You know, understood? So you must remember that Allah Kashmiri was teaching hadith there. In Dabel, you understood? That Hazrat Allama bin Nuri and them, they qualified in 1929. You got it? So you must remember that. So that is in 20. And Ustad was him, Ash Kashmiri. And then by 32 and all that, he left, he went back to Deoband, he passed away there. And so in 33, he passed away. Then after him was Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, you see. He was teaching and so forth and all. Then all problems there and this and all that, then he also left and whatever. So Muqasim Sema studied by Sheikh Abdul Rahman Amrohi, Babaji. Babaji was over 80 years old plus minus, you know. But he said, he told me himself many times, he said many times in the dars of Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani. You see that? So now it shows his sanad is very high, even if you take Allama. But he doesn't use that sanad because he say it was not regularly I used to go. I used to go make sama'at, you understand? Free period, does it go sit by Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani's class and so forth and so. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman, Maulana Abdul Rahman Amrohi, right? Then you got Fazlur Rahman Ganj Murad Abadi. You got? And then you got Sheikh Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Delvi. So between Muqasim Sema and Shah Waliullah is only three people. If you take us, it'll be 5-6 people. Understood? So you must remember that. So all this is silsilatu zahab for Muqasima. Understood? A golden chain it is, remember. Hazrat Abdul Mohan Abdul Rahman Amrohi, Babaji, they used to call. Then Hazrat Mohan Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi, and then Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Delvi. And then Ibn this thing is Shah Waliullah. So he was the greatest one who brought hadith from Haramain, Makkah, Medina to India. So that is how you must. So 22 he's got in Bukhari. Here there are 5 Sulasi riwayats in Ibn Majah. It's a great, great distinction. You must remember this type of things here. But the kamal of it is this, that each one of these 5 are what? Are mentioned through the same teacher. Understood? His teacher there is Haddathana Jubara Abdul Mughlas, or Mughlas, you understand? So Jubara is his teacher there, all 5. The first one is mentioned in Abwabul At'ima, Babul Hudu. Second one is mentioned in Abwabul At'ima, and that also. Third one, Babul At'ima. So there in Babul At'ima, you will find, you must remember that there will be 3 there. And then Abwabu Tib, you will find 1 there, and 1 Abwabu Zuhud. You see that? So this one in Abwabu Tib, you will find it in Hijama. Hijama is your cupping. You got it? So those of you who want to do cupping today, and you're living in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, majority countries today is 21. So very good, do cupping today. If the place where you are is 21st, 17, 19, 21 is encouraged. If you are in South Africa, Southern Africa, so tomorrow you do cupping. MashaAllah, when I went to Rustenburg, so then the last item on the menu, on the agenda. So now all the programs done this, that. They say, no, we arrange one thing for you. Our Haji Suleiman Yaqub, his son Maulana Muhammad, Allah reward them. They go out of the way to make my life very comfortable. Then our uncle there, Uncle Jusuf, you understand? Jusuf Isa. So our Mehman people, for Yusuf, they make Jusuf. You see? He's wrong, they're supposed to be Yusuf. Uncle Brownie, they call him, you see? So I asked him why. He said, no, people just, I said, okay. So I see everybody calls him Uncle Brownie. So he's the chairman, like old person. I stayed there, I'm very comfortable there. Allah reward them. He said, no, we arranged for you. That was a Saturday now, there to bring me back. So we arranged for you, you must do cupping. I said, oh, very good. I don't know when last I did cupping, must be 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago maybe, you know. Long time, so. So I said, very good, very good. So just that. So just a Saturday. So then Maulana Muhammad Waja came. Now he does cupping for the men, and his upper, his family, she does for the ladies. You see? So very good. So he just put me flat on the bed. I took out my vest and what have you, and he started his job. Half an hour finished. He took out the blood and showed me. He said, you know what? Your blood is very, very clean. So you got, I got a shock, you know. Normally, nobody will tell you that your blood is very clean. He said, see there how clean it is. And so I'm looking at it. So he said, because I think you drink a lot of water. I said, yes, I drink a lot of water. Alhamdulillah. So that is one. I don't drink all those funny things, this Coke and Pepsi and all this nonsense, you understand? First of all, we got so much shock and doubt. What you must drink it for? Just drink water or juice or whatever and so forth. So he told me. So those of you who want to do cupping, and today is the 21st in your country, you must do it there. And if it's in South Africa, Southern Africa, like that, then do tomorrow. It's also the sunnah. Mur ummataka bil hijama. Sahih hadith in Muslim Sharif. Every sky, every heaven, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam went, the angels told him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command your ummah, they must do cupping. You see that? So you did cupping in your life.
Chi.
Where they extract everything. Yeah. So
fainted.
Huh?
I fainted.
You fainted. You come from springs, so therefore. So springing away and you faint, you see. So they must remember that. So you must start drinking water and all that. And when I was in Newcastle, me, I like all these kind of things. So one day these guys came. There's blood guys, you know. They came to Darulum. They say, no, there's big shortage of blood here and that in the hospital. And there's you all must. So I told him, I say, my man, let's go and I'll go. You don't have to come. I'll go with the students and we will just see how it is. So I also gave blood, you understood? So I wanted to see what they do. So I learned one thing there. Badal ma yatahallal. Remember the term. Badal ma yatahallal. What is badal ma yatahallal? That when your blood, they extract it and you're donating, it's free of charge, obviously. So you can't sell blood, it's haram. So then they put a juice there, orange juice or whatever, and they put one small basket there. So because, you see, you said you fainted. So now you must remember that when you're giving blood, so you go weak. So now that will come, it will replenish you. It will give you taqat strength. Therefore, when the ladies, the females, our mothers, daughters, sisters, wives, whoever, they ask, now we want to go cupping, for example, tomorrow or today, where is 21st? But they got menses. I told them, no, you can't do. First of all, you are bleeding. Now you're going to take out more blood and all that, you understand? You will feel even weaker. Then it's very dangerous then, you understand? So we must encourage them to do cupping when they're not in menses. Understood? So all this also are the finer points. From Ibn Majah, we went right to the menses and all that. But it's part of the kitab, because if you look at the five sulasi riwayats where Imam Ibn Majah, between Jubara and Nabi alayhi salatu salam, remember it's only three rawis there. And all of them are narrated by Anas bin Malik. The sanad is the same right through. Jubara, then Kathir, then Anas bin Malik. You see that? So you must remember that. So everywhere the sanad is the same. So you must remember that. So, and the last one is in Abwabu Zuhud. Sifatu Ummati Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The attribute and all that. So after Bukhari Sharif, the person who has the most sulasi riwayat is Ibn Majah. So this is definitely, you must remember. But the truth, see now. The truth of the matter is this, that all five ahadith are very, very weak. They sulasi, but they're very weak. Why they're very weak? Because I told you now, there is a Rawi Kathir bin Sulaim. You understood? So Kathir bin Sulaim is a weak Rawi. Da'afahu Ibn al-Madini wa Abu Hatim. Wa qala al-Nasai Matruk. Wa qala Abu Zur'a Wahin. Qala al-Bukhari Munkarul Hadith. Now these are all, you see the signs of what? Al-Jarhu wa Ta'dil. They all made jarah on him. So they really, really disparaged him. And they said he's very, very weak. You understood? But now it is there. So we won't say that it is weak, so weak that you can go. But you'll say it's a weak hadith. You can't call it maudu. So all this, you, Ibn al-Madini, you know Ibn al-Madini, Ali Ibn al-Madini. Imam Bukhari says, when I used to sit in the dars of teachers, then I knew I could like be. But when I used to sit in front of Ali Ibn al-Madini, he was called Bahari wa Ana Nahar. You see, so there was a small little bit like a well, like, you know, like a stream, and he's like the ocean, you know. And then you got Abu Hatim Nasai and Abu Zura and all. So big lot of jarah there. Okay, then you must remember a da'if. Kana yuhadith wa anasin ahadith yasira. So like that first. So therefore, he's not a good rabbi and all these kind of things there. And then there is also kalam on him. Jubara also this kalam on him and so forth. But anyway, all that said and done and so forth, so ulama say, we will accept it as sulasi, but we will say it's hadith as da'if. So that also we should remember that. Tafarrudat of Ibn Majah. You will only find this hadith in the famous hadith books in Ibn Majah. So you won't find it anywhere else. You understand? So, yeah, Hafiz Mizzi, He wrote one usul, but he's not right this usul. He said, "Kullu man tafarrada bihi Ibn Majah fa wa da'if." Wherever you find a munfarid riwayat, it's all da'if. So, but Ibn Hajar and them rejected that. They say it's not right. Walaysa al-amru kadhalik. You understand? The amrama is not like that. So you have to study each hadith and so forth and look at it and so forth. You can't just say everyone is da'if and all these kind of things there. So there are certain ones that are questionable and so forth. And then I told you there are maudu ahadis. All these ahadis on Qazwin and all that, all maudu and fabricated and so forth and so. Regarding the shuruh, you understand, of Ibn Majah, so Alauddin, you understand, he was a Hanafi. So he wrote the first commentary, but he's not completed, you understand. So, okay. Then he, Suyuti, rahimahullah, said that I tried to complete it and all this kind of thing. Then Ibn Majah, the Sharaba, Ibn Rajab al-Hambali, you understood? So he is the one, you must remember, that we used to write. He was a student of Ibn Taymiyyah, student, Hafiz ibn Qayyim, student, Ibn Rajab al-Hambali. He was very great. He wrote the book, that the Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madahib al-arba. You know, I showed you that book there. So you must follow the four schools and all these type of things. Then Sheikh Shuraish Shirajuddin wrote the book Ma Tamassu Ilay Al-Haja Ala Sunan Ibn Majah. So that also, mashallah, this he completed in 800 Hijrah. Okay, and he started the book in 800 and completed in 801. Then remember that there's a dibacha, introduction to it by Allama Busayri and all that. He passed away in 840. So Ibn Majah Burhanuddin also wrote something. Misbahu Zujaja. This is very famous. I hate it and I give it away. Misbahu Zujaja by Allama Suyuti. That's very good. Misbahu Zujaja. You understand? So by Ibn Allama Suyuti Rahimahullah. Okay, like that you get a lot of books, you must remember. And I told you that the book that is written by Maulana Fakhrul Hasan, that Gangohi he also wrote. And then you get the book Miftahul Haja. So this about Ibn Majah, Muhammad Alawi, so you must remember. And then I told you of Sheikh Abdul Rashid Nomani, you see. So this is in Arabic there. Tamadamassu ilayl haja limay yutali usunan Ibn Majah. So write it down that the Sheikh Abdul Rashid Nomani wrote two books, one in Urdu, Ibn Majah or Ilm Hadith. And then he wrote a commentary also. He liked it. He was good in hadith. So you must remember that. Which is called, you must remember, Ma Tamassu Ilayhi Al-Haja Li Sheikh Abdul Rashid Nomani. The whole title is Ma Tamassu Ilayhi Al-Haja Li Mayyu Tali Usunan Ibn Majah. You know, I take the name of this one muhaddith. He's my teacher also. He taught hadith sharif there in Masjid Nabawi for 49 years. Can you imagine? African Sheikh. Sheikh Umar Falata. And when we reached there, 74, 75, 76, then 80s all. So he used to teach hadith sharif there in Riyazul Jannah. Ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatu min Riyazul Jannah. No one had that sharaf. From the time I was there, I never saw any muhaddis who should teach there. Only he had that honor. Allah gave him the honor. And remember, African Sheikh. And he knew Sheikh bin Nuri very well. He told me, I asked me, where you study? I said, Karachi. He said, Sheikh bin Nuri, I said, yeah. He said, Lugatuhu qawiyah. That's the word he used. He said, his Arabic was a champion. You see, he told me like that. So, very good. And then I told him, he must come to South Africa and then make inshallah, inshallah. But he never came. You understood? So, now one day, he told me, Mata takharrajta min al jamia. When you qualified in the jamia, I said, no, takharrajtu min al masjid. So, I say, I qualified by you in the masjid. Just make a joke, like you do. So, he started laughing. Then we speak, and he said, okay, you come, I give you books. Then I went, and then he gave me one book, Ibn Majah, in two volumes. I use it every day, basically. You see, this Maulana Ahmad Dokrat, this fashion world. So he was with me in Cape Town, 2015. All this is from Allah Ta'ala, what we can do. 2015, December. So I gave a talk, you know. So he wrote some notes and then. So then, and I think maybe he recorded it also. He said, never mind the awam here, so many points, even we, the ulama, we never knew. So we must do something, you know. We can't just let your knowledge just go. So I said, Mohana, me, I'm a simple Simon. I don't even know how to switch on the computer. And the cell phone also, you all know how hopeless I am, good for nothing and all these things. Yeah. So all this. So I can't do anything. I'm telling you from now. He said, no, you must just do one thing. So I said, what? So he said, they just put on a WhatsApp 5 minute, 6 minute, 7 minute message and nasiha. So he started 2015. Now we are in 2024. It's coming now to December. So Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, Allah's karam, hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatun min rabbi, and all these things. And it's the wasila and baraka of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And obviously the capital group came on board and thus and all that. So Allah ta'ala reward them. So then I used to give nasiha. Then I used to do every day what happened every day in Islam. Today, what is the date? What is the date, Rimona?
20th, Rabiul Akhir.
So today, 20th, Rabiul Akhir, what happened? So I give all that history, you understand? History for the day like that. Give a hadith. Then he came, we said, no, we must do a hadith kitab now. So it's carrying on for I don't know how many years, 3 years, 4 years. I don't worry, I just carry on. So then, yeah, I told him, very good. I studied Ibn Majah there in Karachi, but there's Barkat and 5-6 pages and all that, you understand? So this, with Yeva Mufti Sahib, I did Ibn Majah many times, understood? So that is, and, so very nice. You're flying through it, you go fast, you know? And but you learn a lot of things like that, you know? So I say, I'll do Ibn Majah. So now that is getting on. So if you got there, you get the Nasiha.
Si.
See, there was a number. So you will see 3,200 and something. You understood? So this is there. Then you will see hadith from Ibn Majah. What number it is? 3,200?
I'm just getting it.
So Mawlana Ahmad Dokrad is a very sincere man, you know. Allah give him siha, afiyah. Allah grant his father Jannat al-Firdaus. Father is buried in his mother's grave, in his Dadima's grave, remember that. And his mother, mashallah, she's Maimon lady, you know. So this, so day 4951 also, I remember that.
3265.
Yeah, you see? Today was 3265.
Che.
Yeah, not today, yesterday it was 3265. It was 20th. And so today will come out the 21st, yeah, inshallah. So because we always one day ahead, understood? So that was yesterday's one, 3265, yeah. So like that it started. So the hadith of Ibn Majah, so we carry on and all like that. So it's very good, you know, we look for hadith which we feel is relevant, this and all. And now I make it short, I stay to 3 minutes, 3.5, 4 minutes, sometimes 5 minutes. Because people later get tired also now, you know. It makes it easier for me also. So that is also another contribution, alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala accepted and so forth, becomes a means of najat for us, you know. Every day you teach people. So I told him, Maulana, we mustn't miss you, wherever you are. You overseas or what, you must send it to me. So he puts it all that, makes it smart and this and all. Me, I don't know all, you know that. Then I just have to dispatch department, you know, send out and all these things here. So like that it go on. So alhamdulillah, any questions we got on Ibn Majah or anything?
No, nothing.
Okay, so I gave you a lot of rundown and all these things here, and our program, so tomorrow will be, inshallah, the nikah announcements between 10 and 10.30. All of you, your son, your daughter, grandchildren getting married Friday, Saturday, Sunday, any time in the week, that before next Friday. So send in your nikah invitations and announcements. We don't come, don't worry, we won't come. 084. If you have to send somebody, we'll send Suleiman. He's alone, so maybe go alone and come back double, you know. So 084-786-3132. So you send the nikah announcements to that number, inshallah. Then Zaid will announce it. Then will be Surah Ka, 40 Durud. Then Isha, Sheikh Mahir Mu'aykili. 5 past 11 South African time. So we must know that time properly. And inshallah, then we will have the khutbah, the salat, and then the translation, and then the dua. By the time we finish, it will be about 10 past, quarter past 12. And then we'll be in Auckland, inshallah. So there the bayan starts at around 25 past 12. So we'll then have it, inshallah. It will be live on Markaz also, inshallah al-Aziz. So we have many issues that to be discussed as well. Allah Ta'ala reward them all. Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.